last year, we spent the whole year. We learned much of Hilchos Shabbos. Can people hear me? Yes. Okay. So last year we learned about Kiddush and Havdalah and Shalashudas and Tefillah Shabbos and so on. And this year we're supposed to start from Siman Shin Aleph, the Malachas. So the Mishnah in Masechus Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah lists off all the Lamatas of his Malachas. And the Gemara there discusses how did the Tanoim know that there are 39 Malachas? It never says in the Chumash. So the Gemara has different Tanoim, different Chacham have different suggestions. So one suggestion is that it's based on a Gematria, that it says, Eilat Bar Mashat Tziva Hashem, and then it gives the Dinim of Shabbos. So Eile, Aleph Lamed He, is the Gematria, Lamed is 30, He is 5, Aleph is 1, so that's 36. And Dvarim is Miyad Rab Mishnayim, is Milnamam of 2, and He Hayidiyah Dvarim HaDvarim is the third one, so 36 plus 3 is 39. So the Pnei Yeshua says on that Gemara, that's the famous marker, Dvarim HaDvarim Eile HaDvarim. Dvarim HaDvarim Eile HaDvarim, Dvarim is 2, the He Hayidiyah makes it 3, and Eile is 36 plus 3 is 39. So the Pnei Yeshua says that that's only an Asmachta, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, and the same Mishnah appears the last Mishnah in the first Perek in Chagiga, where the Loshen in the Mishnah says that that Gematrios are just Parperos LaChochma. What does it mean, Parperos LaChochma? It means that it's not from the Midah Shatara Nidreshes Bam. It's a cute thing, but the maximum is going to be an Asmachta. We never learn out any halachas from the Gematria. I, the Gemara, learns out Stam Zirish Loshem Yom from the Gematria. It says in Parshas Nasa, Kodesh Yiyah Gadol Peres HaRosho, V'yeh B'Gematria Tlosen Havi, Yud-Hei is 30. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no, look in the Rambam, and the Pirush HaMishnah is there, in the first Perek in Nozir, where the Rambam says that it's not so. That Gematria was only intended as an Asmachta, and it's really Halacha Moshe Mesina. You never learn out any halachas from a Gematria. So the Dvarim HaDvarim El HaDvarim, that's only an Asmachta. The one that I would have thought for sure is an Asmachta, that's a real Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bam. The other Tana says that if you look in the Chumash from the beginning of Bereshis till the end of Le'en Kol Yisrael, the last Pasuk, the word Malacha, Malachto, Malechas appears 39 times. So you add up every time it says truth of the matter, it appears more than 39 times. So the different opinions in the early Achrayim, which of the many times do you count and which not? And those that you count only add up to 39. Sure. So that's Taka from the Midah Shatara and the Dreshes Bam. The Gemara has that. We just celebrated Sukkot. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim where they need three Hadasim on one Hadas. Rabbi Kiva says, Kishem She'esu Gechot V'lula V'echot Kachodes Echot V'arava Achas, only one Hadas. And then Rab Tarfon Chazaboy, Rab Tarfon at one time said you need three Hadas, and one time he backed out, he said, one Hadas is enough. So if you hold you need three, what's the Mokker? So the Gemara, the Mokker is because it says three words in the Chumash, Anaf, eight Sovas. Or the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dav Dalet, there's a whole Sugya. Do you hold Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasoris? Whenever there's a conflict between a Kri and a Ksiv, so how do you Paskin La Locha? So whenever you can, Tosis says in Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet on that daf, whenever you can formulate that halacha in such a way that you combine together the kri with the ksiv, everybody agrees you do that. Yitain ki yutan mayim alzera, yutan dum yit, yitain may yitain the nichlef, yutan the nichlef. Whenever you can formulate that halacha that it includes both the kri and the ksiv, everybody agrees. But if it's a conflict, then you have to choose one over the other, then it's a machlokes hatana. So the Gemara there talks about examples of kri uksiv. So the Gemara discusses how many defanas do you need in a sukkah. Is it shtayim kelchasim, a shlishes afilat tefach, or a shalosh kelchasim, or a viyas afilat tefach? So it's based on karnas, it's based on basukas, whether it has a vav or it doesn't have a vav. So the Gemara is adding up the words. How many times does the word basuke appear? Well, let's say, Nikabal Baiselhu Elohim, Hashi Hashin Elohim, Mishal Mishnaim Lereyehu. How many times does the word Elohim appear? Elohim Loshen Chol means a Bezin Dayonim Smuchim. So you add up either three, it says three times, or you hold Dein Darshim Tchila, so you only add two. When we have a klal, and there's in shakel, so mele, you have to have three. So you're adding up how many times the word Elohim appears, and you come to the conclusion that by Zeilus Rachabolus in each Losh is Smuchim. Or it says by Zvika Sadam, by Korban Chatos, Yizorg the Dam al Karnois HaMizbeach. Mar says, you add up how many times the word Karnois appears, and that tells you how many Zvikas you need by Chatos Lemitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, and how many Amiyake B'Yevim. So this is from the Midrash HaTor Nidresh HaSpahem. So that's what the other opinion of the Gemara holds, that you add up how many times the word Malocha Malachta Malechas appears in the Chumash from the beginning of Bereshit, V'chal Elokim L'kol Malachta Asher Asa, V'yishbos B'kol Malachta, and so on. So how many times does the word Malocha Malachta Malechas appear in the Chumash? So that's how you establish that it's Lamites Ovis Malacht. Okay. So the Mishnah mentions, the Mishnah Dafai Gimel, Ovis Malachas Abayim Chasarach gives you the number and then lists off Achorish Azariah Koitzer. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan and asks, why did the Mishnah tell me that there are 39? Let it say, Ovis Malachas Achorish Azariah Koitzer Adosh. I'll add it up and I'll say, am I on that is 39? What's the significance of the Mishnah mentioning the number? Rabbi Yechanan says, it teaches me the din of Chiluk Malachas. What does Chiluk Malachas mean? That if the person violated, he knew that it's Shabbos, but he just knew that on Shabbos he said Kiddush, he said Abdullah, you don't go Chutz L'Tchum, but he didn't know any of the Lamatas of his Malachas, and he violated all 39 of the Malachas, the Yechayiv, 39 Chatos, Chiluk Malachas. If a person eats many Kizesim of Chela, Be'el Mechod, he only brings one Chatos. If he repeats the same Aver many times B'Shogeg, you only bring a chatos b'shoigig if the nature of the avera is such, Dovish has done a chorus, and she gives us a chatos. If he would have done this avera b'mezit, it would have been chayv chorus. If he violates a b'shoigig, he's chayv a chatos. But if he repeats, let's say, he's kosev b'shabbos, he writes a whole book on Shabbos. Kosev shtei oisias is chayv. He wrote 1,000 oisias. So you don't say he's chayv a chatos for each of the two letters that he wrote. He did one malacha many times, 5,000 times. He did the same malacha over and over and over again. The Hela Mechot, he only brings one chatos. But if he violates all the 39 malachas, the Hela Mechot, then he has to bring 39 chatos. So Rabbi Menachem Zembe has a sefer called Toitzos Chaim. It's mainly on Hoitzot, but he has other inyanim also, about general inyanim and malachas. So he, as Menachem Zemel, was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was a goyim. So he was, he wrote when his father-in-law supported him. And then when the father-in-law passed away, so he published the Sefer in memory of the father-in-law. I think the father's name was Chaim. So the Tzitzis Chaim has an essay, a beautiful essay, where he shows that it's a fundamental machloikis harishonim. What's the nature of this din of Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos, that if you violated all the Lamatas of his Malachas Behelam Echad, that Yechayiv 39 Chatos? Is it because the 39 Malachas are like Shemus Mukhlokin? It's like a person ate Chela V'dam, and he was Boal Anidam, Boal Eshesish, and Gans and different Averis. He ate Chometz B'Pesach, and he did Malacha on Yom Kippur, and he ate on Yom Kippur, all the Gamri, different Yisurim. The 39 malachas are 39 shemus mechot, 39 isurim. Or should I say no? Maybe basically they're just 39 hechitimtzes how to violate, how to be mechallel Shabbos. And nonetheless, you don't say it's considered he repeated the same aver many times, even though that's what it really is. He was mechallel Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be a yom menucha, and he disturbed the menucha on Shabbos 39 times. But we have a din. The Mishnah there increases, discusses the din of Tamchuyin Mechalkin. If a person violates Me'ilah, let's say he ate Bisar Oilo, you're not supposed to eat Bisar Oilo, it's Kula Kola, you burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Instead of burning on the Mizbeach, he ate it. So you have to bring Asham Me'ilos. You bring an Asham, one of the six Asham, it says Asham Me'ilos. So if he had many Kizesim, of a korban oilah, he only brings one asham me'ilos. But if he ate one kazayas, was broiled, and one kazayas was boiled, and one kazayas was fried, and one kazayas was with spice, each one was cooked with a different flavor, different style of cooking, and a different kedera, that's called tamchuy and mechalka. Now, tamchuy is a pot where you cook the food. So if you had many kazayasim of carbon oil, when you eat a carbon oil, that's a violation of me'ilah behegdush. He had many kazayasim behela mechod, but each one was cooked in a different pot with a different style of cooking. So that's the Gemara has a din, tamchuy and mechalka. You chayiv many Ashamas, the Tamchuyin Amechalek. So that could be, that's the nature of the din. So Menachem Zembe, in his thin little sefer, Totzos Chaim, quotes a Mefurish HaMachlokes HaRishonim. What's the nature of Rabbi Yochanan's din? Rabbi Yochanan understood from the Mishnah that the reason why the Mishnah says, Lamet Abbas Malachas Abbaim Chazarachas Acharish Hazareh HaKoitzer Adosh, he was going to list off all the 39, so what do you bother to say the number? The number is significant. What's the nature of that din? Is it that the lamates melachas are like shemus nechlokim, totally different isurim, like a baal anidam, baal eshesish, and ganz and different isurim, they have no shaykhs with each other? Or should I say, no, it's basically repeating the same avera many times over, but it's tamchuyim mechalkim. Each one has a slightly different form. That's why Yechayv many chatos. Is there any nafkemina ledina between these two shittas? So Menachem Zembe points out he thinks that there may be a significant nafkemina. The Gemara has in rare cases, this is already not relevant to the Shulchan Aruch. This won't be discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. This is only the Gemara. We'll talk about the Rambam, the Gemara. Sometimes you do one pa'ula and Yechayv two chatos. He does one activity, and I label it as a malacha. It's both malacha A and malacha B. So you have two chatois for one pe'ula. So the Menchas Chinuch has a ton of kashas. Menchas Chinuch has a long kunches masach haShabbos on the lamates of his malachas of Shabbos, and in his kunches he has a lot of kashas on various cases. How come you're not chayv shtei chatois in this case, in that case, in the other case? So Menachem Zembe has a suggestion. Maybe the only time Yechayv Shtei Chatos is if two different things were accomplished. I did one pa'ula, but I accomplished two totally different things. Let's say I prune a tree. I break off branches from the tree. The tree has too many branches, and it's not going to grow so well. So if I know agriculture and I break off, I remove some of the branches, so the ones that will remain behind will grow better. They'll be able to grow better. So by breaking off the branches, I did kotzer. If I plan to use the wood, let's say I'm going to use the wood for, I have a furnace and I need fuel. So I want to use the wood that I break off from the tree as fuel in the furnace. So I'm kotzer the wood. I plan to use it. And also, I'm causing the tree to grow better. So I did both kotzer and zorea, noteya. So maybe if you have two different accomplishments, maybe then the chayishtayim. But if you only did one pa'ula with only one accomplishment, and you say there are two reasons why it should be also, could be also because of one malacha and also because of another malacha, so that perhaps doesn't make any sense to say that it should be chayv shtayim. If you say that the lamates malachas amam shemis machlok and the different yisurim, so then if you did one pu'ula that's also that's both kotzer and zoreya, even it would be two different. Yeah, let's say kotzer and zoreya, he made two different accomplishments. Tree is going to grow better and he's going to use the logs that he broke off. So there I understand that it's chayv shtayim. He really did, even though he only did one activity, he did one pa'ula, but it accomplished two different things, so I can understand it's chayv shtayim. What if he only accomplished one accomplishment? There's only one toyeles, but I can label it as a malacha for two different obis. Would it also be chayv shtayim? So l'chayre, if they're just tamchuyim mechalkin, but it's all the same iser. So how can you say that it's mechalek? L'chorav should only be chay vachas. That's what he suggests. Maybe there should be an afkemin in the din. Anyway, the 39 malachas. Is there a difference halacha l'maisa between one malach and the other? Or are they all in the same boat together? Do they all have the same din? So there is a Gemara in the first perek in Shabbos. The Gemara quotes from the Gila Storim from one of the Tanoim, Matzasi Kiderav. The Omar Rav, Matzasi Migila Storim Bei Rapriya. Rav was a nephew of Rapriya. So he came from Bobel Teretz Yisrael, and Rapriya was a Talmud Rav Yudah Nasi, and Rav also became a Talmud Rav Yudah Nasi, got smicha. So he found in the Megillah Storim by his uncle, by Rapriya, that they quote there in the name of Isi ben Yehuda Oimer, Ovis Melochas Abayim Chasarachas, you only chayv Misa on 38 of them, and one of them you're not chayv Misa. And the Gemara says, we're not sure which one it is. And the Gemara said, there's a Braisa that tells us that on Hoitzo, for sure you chayv Misa, Hoitzo is not Bisofik, it's another one. So there's one of the malachas that's different from the others, but we don't know which, according to that Tani, Isi ben Yehuda. But we don't know which one it is. Yeah, what does it mean, Megillah Storim? So Rashi explains, there used to be a din. We don't observe that din anymore. That's all discussion. Parsha b'fnei atzma, why we don't observe it. There used to be a din that Dvarim Shebal Peh, Yatarash El Yomam Miksav. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. So we already wrote down the Mishnahis and the Gemara and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and all the Rishonim and Achronim. Everybody's learning Mitoch HaKsav. But there used to be a din, you're not allowed to write it down. So Rashi says, whenever they heard a Chiddush, and it's a Chiddush that you won't hear in the Beis Medrash because it's a minority opinion, like over here, Isi ben Yehuda Aimer, that one of the 39 Malachas, you're not Chayv Misa. We usually assume you're Chayv Misa on all 39. Isi ben Yehuda came up with a Chiddush. One of them, you're not Chayv Misa, but he does know which one. So then they used to write down this Chiddush that it shouldn't be forgotten. And so they would remember it like that. It's in violation of the din Dvarim Shebichsav, Dvarim Shebal Peh, Yatar Shalem Rechsav. So Rashi doesn't explain what the heter is. Some other occasion we'll have to talk about that. So Isi ben Yehuda claims that there's one Balochan that's different from all the others. The Gemara in Shabbos has a famous Machlokes HaTanaim regarding Havara. Because Yabba Beferish of Pasil Chomishlo Svara Eish Buchom Moshe Seichem, Be'oim HaShabbos Havara is Osir on Shabbos. Why is it singled out? There are 39 malachas. Why was Havara singled out? So one Tana is, we don't pass on like this Tana. One Tana is of the opinion, Havara Lelav Yotzes. Unlike the other 38 malachas, that if you violate the Avera B'mezid, Yechayiv Skila, or Kores, and B'shoigig Yechayiv Achatos, so Havara Lelav Yotzes, there's no Kores and there's no Mis. Not the same as Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda thinks that one of the Lama Tesman is in Yadchai Vita. But this time is of the opinion, Havara Lalav Yatzas, that Havara doesn't have Chorus and it doesn't have both. But we don't accept that opinion, yeah. So that's a good thing. The Tosis in the beginning of Psochim, has an opinion that if you one would have accepted that view, then Havara Lalav Yatzes, so what it means is that there are only 38 malachas, and Havara is a separate issa, like Tchumen is a separate issa. Nobody holds that Tchumen, there's no Misa, there's no Chorus on Tchumen, it's not one of the Lamentas of his malachas. A separate issa, Shvises Behemto, there's no Chorus and there's no Misa on Shvises Behemto. Or there's an issa, Amira Le'akum Deraisa, if he's a Ger Toshav. Amir the Gatosha, because it says in Aseres Adibas, Slasikum Malacha Atabin Chaitech, the Gerecha Shebisharecha. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim. It's a Gemara in Increases. If Gerecha Shebisharecha refers to a Ger Tzedek, a convert, so he's included in Atta. So what do you need? Gerecha Shebisharecha. Atta applies not only to those who are present at Mamet HaSinai. Atta applies to anyone who's passed Bar Mitzvah throughout all the future generations. They're all included in Atta. The children before Bar Mitzvah are not included in Atta. So that's Bincha Bitecha goes on Ketanim. That if the parents ask the young children before Bar Mitzvah to do Malacha for them, every so often you have parents like that. They'll see to it that the little child who doesn't understand what Shabbos is all about will turn on the lights and turn off the lights for them. They'll encourage the child to do. So that's a violation, or they'll encourage the child to carry something to shul for them outside of the air. So that's a biblical prohibition. That's not a bincha bitecha. If you ask your children to do malacha for you, when they're before bar mitzvah, if they're after bar mitzvah, they're included in atah. So the same thing, gercha shebisharecha, refers to a ger toshav. It doesn't refer to a ger tzedek. If you're talking about a ger tzedek, so he's included in atah. If he's a ger toshav, he's not obligated to observe Shabbos at all. He doesn't observe Shabbos at all. But that's an isa. Amir lanochri, that's their isa. Called the tikkun rabbanon kein, the isa tikkun mid the rabbanon, they prohibited amir lanochri. That's an extension of the din deraisa. There is a din deraisa amir with a nochri, if the nochri happens to be a ger toshav. Ger toshav is a non-Jew who committed himself in the presence of a bezin of shlosha Yisrael to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So he's not obligated. There are different opinions in the Tanoim. And the Gemara says, we pass on like Reb Shimon b'Yichoy. The Gemara increases daf tes. We pass on like Reb Shimon b'Yichoy that the ger toshav is not obligated to observe Shabbos at all. So what does it mean in Nasser Sadibul Saskam Alocha to the Gercha? That Amir the Ger Toshav is their eyes. So the Isa the Rabbanon Amir Liakim is an extension of that Isa their eyes. Amir the Nochri is only the Rabbanon Amir the Ger Toshav. That's an Isa their eyes. So the Taisvis, so on Shabbos there are, according to the Tana, that Havor Lalav Yatzas, one opinion of Taisvis, the beginning of Psochem, is that there are only 38 malachas, and just like Tchumen is a separate Issa, and Shvi says Be'emta is a separate Issa, and Amir the Ger Toshav is a separate Issa, so too Habor is a separate Issa. There's no Kuris and there's no Misa, separate Issa, and on Yontif it won't be Asa. The only thing that carries over from Shabbos to Yontif is the Issa malacha, but there are only 38 malachas. Habor is not a malacha. The Menachas Chinuch quotes that Shagasari is not happy with that opinion of Tosfos. The other opinion of Tosfos makes more sense. Avora is a malocha. It certainly does carry over from Shabbos to Yontif. Just that this Tana is only opinion. Avora lalav yotzes. It was singled out to indicate that there's neither Koris nor Misa if it's been mezid. But to say that there are only 38 malochas, Avora is not a malocha at all. That even that Tana probably never meant that. But that's 2 days in Taisus in the beginning of Psoch. Then there's a further question. If one, we don't paskan like this. If one would hold like that, that Havorah lalav yotzes, that Havorah, there's no chorus and there's no misa, is that only Havorah? What about Kibui? Do you say Havorah and Kibui are twins, twin malachas? And just like Havara is only a lav, so Kibui is also only a lav. What do you say? No. Havara is la lav yotze, but Kibui is koris and misa. So the Rashash quotes from one of his relatives, Menashe Ilya. Menashe Ilya was a very original thinker. He had his own pshatim in Gemara. So he used to be, people would hire him to be a malamed, to teach their children Gemara. And then they would always fire him. They didn't like him because he gave his own pshatim in the Gemara. So instead of learning about Rashi and Taisus, he gave his own pshatim. And the Vilna Gaon, he lived during the time of the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon, they say, liked his original suggestions. He said, maybe there is validity. Then years later, they found Kisveyad when the Vilna Shas printed the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rabbeinu Gershom. So they found some of the original suggestions, some of the original pshatim Rabbi Menashe Ilya had. They found in the Kisviyat of the Rishonim. And now you'll find all of them in the Miri and the other Kisviyat from the Rishonim. So this Rav Menashe Ilya wrote a sefer, Alfei Menashe. So the Rashash quotes it in Beitzah. And he says, the Alfei Menashe writes that just like, if according to one Tana, Habor is only a lav, there's no Koris, there's no Misa, so Kibui is the twin Melochah. So Kibui would also not have no Koris and no Misa. So the Rashash says, with all due respect, it's against the Beferish Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara says, Hachoyte b'gecholim, if you poke around in the coals that are burning, so you're in violation of both Mechabe and Mavir. Some of the coals that were orange will turn black now, and some of the coals that were black will turn orange. Even when they're black, if you put your finger on it, you burn your hand. It's burning hot. But Kozman, that is black, it's not called Eish. when you poke around in the coals and you make the black coal turn orange, that's called havara. That you just made, you made it catch fire. Or if you had some of the coals were orange, and by you poking around in the coals in the furnace, some of the orange coals turn black. So that's considered mechap. Even though it's burning hot, you touch it with your hand, you'll burn yourself. You burn your skin, but still, if it's black and it's not orange, then it's called mechabe. So the Gemara has two brises. One brise says chayiv shtayim chilik malachas. He did both mechabe and mavir. One brise says chayiv achas. How can it be chayiv achas? So the Gemara says increases that brise that says chayiv achas goes with the shita havor lalav yotzas, that there's no koris, therefore there's no chatos. Yeah, but so why chayiv achas? If you hold that Havara Lalav Yotzes covers not only Havara, it covers Kibui also. It's both Mechabe and Mavir of only Lalav Yotzes. So the Rashash says the Bavli is Meferish against the Alfei Menashe. But he shows, the Rashash has the comment on the Taisus in Beitza, but Taisus also assumes like the Alfei Menashe. Taisus seems to be assuming that not only Havara Lalav Yotzes, according to that Tana, we don't pass like that Tana anyway. But even according to that Tana, not only Havara is Lalav Yotzes, Kibui is also Lalav Yotzes. Taisa assumes Havara and Kibui are twin Malachas, and if you hold one of them is Lalav Yotzes, so the other one is also only Lalav Yotzes. But at least we don't pasken like that. Then you have another pasuk that says, B'chorish v'akotze tishbois. So that's a shaila, why is Chorish v'akotze singled out? Why is Charisha uksira singled out? So one Tana is of the opinion that it's referring to Shnas HaShemitah. Yeah, but we assume it refers to Shabbos. So there are 39 melachos on Shabbos. Why does the Chumash sing a lot Chorish Mekotzen? So in Hilcha Shechita, the beginning of Yeridei, Hilcha Shechita, I think some in base, you have a din, the Rapikor is dina ka'akum. On Mechal Shabbos, Beferhesia dina ka'akum. So Shechita Senevela. It's a whole machloikis in Rishonim and in Achreinim, that din, the Rapikor is dina ka'akum. And Shritos and Veilam, Machal Shabbos, Beferhesi, Dina Kakum, is that a Din Deraisa, or is that a Din Derabban? So that's a big machlokes. You look in the Shach there, in Simon Basin, Yeridei, the Shach quotes machlokes Zachrayim, and the Chidor has so many different Svarim, many different Svarim. So one of his many Svarim, he has two Svarim where he has comments on the An Yankev. An Yankev was written, I think, in the 1500s. They made a Likut of all the Agodas. And the Bavli Anan and Yerushalmi. And then you have different Mefarshim on the An Yankev that you don't find in the back of the Gemara. The Chidushi Agoda of the Marsha you do find in the back of the Gemara, but the others you don't find in the back. So the Chidor wrote two commentaries, often very fascinating interpretations, on the Agadatis. So in the first Perek in Chulan and Daf Hei, where the Gemara has a din that Apikor is dinikakum, Machal Shabbos Beferhesi dinikakum, and Shchitos and Avela, so the Chidor quotes, he had Kisveyad that we don't have. Maybe by now they were printed, I'm not familiar. So he quotes on Chul and Afei, he quotes 2 days from the Bali Ateisus, from Kisveyad, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabonim. That Machlekes Achronim, that the Shach quotes, is a Machlekes in the Rishon. So that's Rebbe Kivega there, on Siman Beis in Yerideya, when they talk about Chal Shabbos Beferhesi Dina Ka'akum, Rabbi Kivega quotes a daya from the early Achrayim, quoting a daya from the Rishonim. Chal Shabbos Beferhesi Dina Ka'akum only applies to one who does Avodas HaKarka. If he's Kaisev, or if he does Haitzah, he does other Malachas. He's not Dina Kakum, only Avodas HaKarka. Why? So Rav Soloveitchik said it could be that it's based on this pasuk, Bachorish Avakotze Tishbois. Why does the Chumash single out Chorish Avakotze? So one Tana says Chorish Avakotze Tishba goes on Shemitah, it doesn't go on Shabbos at all. Shesh Tisamim Taba, Vesis Kamalach Techa, doesn't mean Shesh Tisamim, it means 6 years you do Malachas HaKarka in Eretz Yisrael, Nishnas HaShemitah, you're not permitted to do Malachas HaKarka. So if it goes on Shemitah, fine. But if it goes on Shabbos, why did the Chumash single out Chorish Mekotzer? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Maybe according to those opinions, that Rabbi Kivegi refers to, that you only apply Machal Shabbos Pefasi Dina Ka'akum if you hold that's a din deraisa. If the whole din Machal Shabbos had Dina Ka'akum is only with the Rabbanan, so that's not going to explain why the Chumash singles out Chayush of Akatsa. But if you hold Machal Shabbos Pefasi Dina Ka'akum is a din deraisa, so then there's room to say, and you hold that only applies to Avodas HaKarka, so maybe that's the reason why these two were singled out, that the Mochomer than the other 37 Malachas, that on these two Malachas, that's Avodas HaKarka, there'll be the Dina Mechal Shabbos Pefereser, Dina Ka'akum. And the Gemara is going to point out that in the list of the 39 Malachas, the first 11 Malachas are called Sidur de Pas. Yechoresh, you plow the ground, and Zareya, you plant the seeds, and you water it, and then everything grows, and you harvest it, and you grind it up, and then you do Borer, you take out the Psolus, and then you do Lisha, and then you bake it in the oven. So the first 11 Malachas lead up to baking Sidur de Pas, lead up to baking bread. So that could be, if you learn the Gemara, when are you Chayv Shtayim? He said if a person takes off some of the branches from the tree he plans to use, he's going to use the logs that he broke off from the tree as fuel for his furnace. He's going to use it. So he did kotzer on the logs. And then he did the zmira. He pruned the tree in such a way that the branches that he left behind will grow better now. So he's chayv two chatos, one for kotzer on the logs that he broke off, and one for noteya, that the rest of the tree that remains behind will grow better. So the Gemara says there are cases where you chayv shtayim, but then the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan, and Av Gimel of Moed Katan has other cases that you're not chayv shtayim. So the Gemara says, Maishna, how come over here you are chayv shtayim, there you're not chayv shtayim? So the Gemara says, Kasha. Gemara doesn't give an answer. So the Rashbam in the end of Cheskes Abatim quotes a machlokes from the days of the Gaonim. A lot of times the Gemara quotes a memra, and then the Gemara asks Takasha, it's against the Mishnah, against the Braisa, and the Gemara says Tiyufta. So Tiyufta means upgefrekt. The Amora is wrong because the Tanoim don't agree with him. And a lot of times the Gemara will say Kasha, they won't say Tiyufta. So is there a difference between Kasha and Tiyufta? So the two opinions quoted by the Rashbam towards the end of Cheskes Abatim and Boabas. So what opinion is Kasha the same as Tiyufta? These two opinions can't live in peace and harmony together. The other sheet is no. Kasha is not the same. That's what we usually assume. Kasha is not the same as Tiyufta. Tiyufta means upgefrekt. It's rejected because it's wrong. And Kasha means hasta gute Kasha, and there's a good teretz. In fact, there's a sefer by one of the Sfarish Gedolim from centuries ago that's entitled Kasha's Miyushov. Whenever the Gemara lies by Kasha, so either quote or he'll develop an answer to Farem for the Kasha on the assumption that Kasha is not the same as the Yufta. The Gemara in Brochus has such a famous line. The Gemara says, if a person davens Marva Mitzoy Shabbos and he forgot to say Atochan Antonu, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei because he's going to say Habdallah Alakos. So there's no need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. So the Gemara asked the Kasha from Din, if a person forgot to say Atochan Antonu, and he didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos. So then he has to daven Ma'ariv twice. So he's supposed to daven the first Shemona Esrei for Ma'ariv, and the second Shemona Esrei is supposed to be for Tashlumin for Mincha. So what he did was, he davened the Ma'ariv Dika Shemona Esrei twice on Matzoi Shabbos because he forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. And he said Atochan Antonu in the second Shemona Esrei. He didn't say in the first, he said in the second, demonstrating that he had in mind when he davened the first Shemona Esrei, the Shem Tashlumen for Mincha, and when he davened the second Shemona Esrei, he had in mind for Ma'ariv. That's why he said Atochan Antonu in the second Shemona Esrei. So the Braisa says he has to daven a third Shemona Esrei. Why? Because that's Me'akeh B'dieved. If you didn't daven Mincha, you daven Ma'ariv Shemona Esrei twice, you have to have in mind by the first one, L'shem Tfilah Bizmana, Ma'ariv, and the second one you have to have in mind, L'shem Tashlum. So over here, since he said Atochan Antonu in the second, so he has to daven a third Shemona Esrei. So the Gemara, in fact, Akasha, but if the din is that if you forgot Atochan Antonu, If one forget Atachanan Tonim and Ma'ir Vamatzoy Shabbat, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. So let the first Shemana Esrei that he said serve as Ma'iriv. And let the second Shemana Esrei, even though he said Atachanan Tonim, let the second Shemana Esrei be the Tashlumah for Mincha. So the Gemara says Kasha. So the Rashba says there what the Teretz is. The Rashba gives the Teretz. Rashba is assuming that Kasha not the same as Tiyufta. Tiyufta means Upgefrek. And Kasha means Hostak Gutta Kasha, and we have a good Teretz. So that's but this Sefer, Kasha is Biyushov, by one of the Svardish Gdolim. He has every time, there aren't so many times in each Masichta, 5, 10 times, not so many times the Gemara was saying anyone give Masichta Kasha. So in some of the old Gemaras, in the Vilna edition, they never had this, but in the other editions of the Gemara printed in Europe, the other cities, they used to print half a page from that in the end of every Masichta, they would print one page or so, half a page from that Sefer Kashas Miyushov. The 3 or 4 or 5 times that in this Masichta, the Gemara says Kasha, so they would quote all the Terutzim that appear in this Sefer Kashas Miyushov. So the... So the Gemara in the beginning of my Kotan has a kasha that they don't give a teretz on. They say, kasha, how come Zayme v'tzorach leitzim is chayv shtayim, and how come in other cases you're not chayv shtayim? Gemara says kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a teretz. It could be that the fact that the first 11 melachas are labeled by the Gemara Sidur, the pas, is that just a way to remember which are the first 11 melachas? Or is there something more than that? Maybe Al Pidin, Sidur the Pas plays a role. Sidur the Pas may be that it plays a role in a gate to the Shir. Every Malacha has to have a Shir. How much do you have to do in order to be Chayv Chatos? So it could be that Sidur the Pas is relevant for the Shir. It could be it's relevant also to determine when you're Chayv Shtayim, when you're not Chayv Shtayim. Okay. That they're never going to discuss in Shulchan Aruch, Chayv Shtayim. That's not Nagel HaLacha. But when you learn the Gemara, that could be that that's relevant. So not all the malachas were created equal, but some are more equal than others. Some are more important than others. So there was one malach on Vav and Beis that Rav, the nephew of Rav Chiya, saw in the Megillah Storim in Rav Chiya's home. He saw a notebook, and in the notebook it quotes Isid Ben Yehuda says that there's one of the malachas is different from the other 38, that Yechayev Kores, Yechayev Chat, but you're not Chayev Misa. But it doesn't know which one it is. So that's one malacha floating around that for some reason or another, there's no chiv misa. Then, havor lalav yotzas and machloik satanam, we don't pass on havor lalav yotzas. Shall know what that means? Then you have choresh of akotz and tishbois. That may be that the machal shas, but if you hold that that's a din deraisa, that itself is a machloik is rishainim and a machloik is achrainim. So if one assumes that it's a din deraisa, could be Rav Soloveitchik said that's why the pasuk singles out. And then the Siddur of the Pas, the Gemara points out the first 11 from the 39 Malachas constitute Siddur of the Pas, the way you bake bread from the beginning to the end, Zarea, Chori, Zarea, Koitze, Dosh, and so on. It could be that that's also relevant to Halacha L'maaseh. Then there's another Malacha that the Mishnah begins from that, Hoitzor. Hoitzor. Hoitzor is also a separate Pasuk. Al Yetze Yishmim Komo. The Mon. In the Midbar, the Mon started coming down. And then on Erev Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu told them they shouldn't leave over any Mon. That comes down on Sunday, you shouldn't leave it over for Monday. Monday shouldn't leave it over for Tuesday. Every day you should finish all the Mon. And then on Shabbos, and each person found exactly the amount of Mon that he needed for each of the members of his household. And then on Erev Shabbos, they had Lecha Mishnah, twice as much as they always had. They didn't understand why. They asked Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, because on Shabbos the man will not come down. Al Yetzi Yishmim Koma Bayam Ashvi. So what does it mean, Al Yetzi Yishmim Koma? So the Gemara has two interpretations. Al Yetzi Yishmim Koma, Nama Shego Chutz Letrum. So then it really doesn't have anything to do with the man coming down. And the Pasha Pshat Al Yetzi, but this Pasuk is in the middle of the Parsha that the man starting coming down. And the mon came down, a double portion came down on Friday. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Yetzi Yishmim Koma. Why did he talk about Truman all of a sudden? What did it have to do with the mon? So the Gemara says, Rashi and Chumash says the Pashim Shayetz Mishman Kolo the Kelo Biyado. Every day, Sunday through Friday, they would go with pots and pans or sacks, shopping bags, and they would pick up Oymalagugolas for each of the members of that household. You have the husband and the wife, and they had 9 children. So the husband would go looking for the money. He would take 11 portions. And even if he wouldn't take a full 11 portions, by the time he came home, it would, a miracle would occur. It turned out that each person had exactly Oymalagugolas for each member of the household in his family. They had an Oymer for each person. So Yetzish Mukoma means on Shabbos there was no Erev in the Midbar. We make a Reuven, but in the Midbar Moshe Rabbeinu did not make an Erev. Question is, why not? Okay, he did not make an Erev. And therefore there's an Issur Haitzah. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Al Yetzish Mukoma of the Kelov B'yado. They had shopping bags, or they came with pots and pans every morning, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Every morning they would go to pick up the mon. So what, they're going to carry everything in their hands? So they would carry kelim and put the mon in the kelim. So he says, on Shabbos there's an Israelite so al yaitzi ishmam koma v'kelim biyot. So that pasuk speaks both about hoitzor as well as trumen. Ashkenazim paskin, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanai, Rabbi Kiva nachachamim. The din of Truman Aloch Lamai says you're not allowed to go 1 mil, chutz la'ir. So first you figure out where the city limits are, then you have Ibur Shalir. Ibur Shalir is another 70 amas outside of the city, and then after the Ibur Shalir, every ear is rectangular shape. Even if the city is a circular shape, Alpidin, you draw the city limits as if it were a rectangle. Then you add on another Shiva Mama, another 70 Amas, that's called Ibur Shalir, the extension of the city. And then you have Alpai Mama after that. You're allowed to go. So Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that that's a Dindaraisa, that you're not allowed to go Chutz Latrum Alpai Mama is a Dindaraisa. And the Gemara makes it clear we don't accept Rabbi Kiva's opinion on this. Bipaskan Alpai Mama is only Trum in the Rabbanon. Is there any Trum in that's the Raisa? So in the Bavli, it never says a word. The Yerushalmi, the Rif at the end of the first parak in Erevin, quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam Paskin is like that, that Trumen Yud Beis Mil is their Isa. Trumen 1 mil, Alpai Mama is 1 mil, that's only the Rabbana. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Akiva holds up Alpai Mama is 1 mil, that's also Trumen their Isa. So the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam and the Rif, who Paskin like this Yerushalmi, even though the Bavli never says a word about this, not mentioned, the whole issue is not mentioned, but the Rambam and the Rif Paskin like the Yerushalmi, that the Yud Beis Mil is Trumen Deraisa, even according to the Chacham and the Rebbe Akiva. So let's say if you have an Ibayat Aleif Shita in the Gemara, if you have a Sveika Dedina, let's say you have a Teku. The Gemara has a Shaila and the Gemara says Teku. So how do you Paskin when there's a Teku? So the Rishonim say, Teku on a Din Deraisa is Sveika Deraisa L'chumer. Teku on a Din Derabon and a Sveika Derabon L'kula. We would be Meiko. So the Gemara has a Sofik. Is there a violation of Trumen if you go Chutz L'trum L'mayla Me'asar Tvoch? Maybe the prohibition of Trumen doesn't apply. The guy's flying in the air. Maybe it's only an Issa Trumen if he's walking on the ground, or somehow he's walking on stilts, but his feet are within the first 10 tfachim above the ground. First 10 tfachim above the ground is considered, relates to the ground. Like Avi Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is Teifa. Rishus HaRabim and Carmelis is Teifa up until 10 tfachim. Above 10 tfachim, above the ground, is called Makam Ptur already. But the first 10 tfachim is considered Avi Rishus HaRabim. So, Rishus HaYachad Adin is Ola Adarakiyah. Because when you have, what makes it something a Rishus HaYochad? If you have mechitzas, if you have mechitzas that go 10 tvachim tall, you have a din, good asik mechitzas, the good means we stretch. We visualize as if the mechitzas are stretched up in the oila adlerakia. So Rishus HaYochad is oila adlerakia. But a Rishus HaRabim is not book of mechitzas. Rishus HaRabim and the Carmelites don't have mechitzas. For that mechitzas, it would have been a Rishus HaYochad. They don't have mechitzas, so the din is only Abi Rishus HaRabim. Abi Carmelis only has a din like the Rishus HaRabim. And the Carmelis, Ara Sarat Tvachim. The Malam Asarat Tvachim has a din like Malkam Tur. So the Gemara has a Shaila, just like when you get to Abi Rishus HaRabim, only the first 10 Tvachim are Nitvas as a Chelek of the Rishus HaRabim. So maybe the same is true regarding Trumen. the person is only in violation of Tumen if he's on the ground or Lamata Me'asor Tvoch. If he's Lamala Me'asor Tvoch, maybe the whole din of Tumen doesn't apply. So that's an Ibai Dalai of Shita and the Gemara in the middle of Erevin, the Mems, middle of Erevin. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber paskin is like the Rambam. The Tumen Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, so that's Sveika the Raisa L'chumra. You're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum yud beis mil, even though it's l'mayla me'asor etvachim, because that's sveika deraisa l'chumra. But if you're only going to go tchum in chutz l'alpayim ama, chutz l'mil, 1 mil, that's only the rabbanon. So there, if you go l'mayla me'asor, if you go on an airplane, or you go on stilts, and your feet are l'mayla me'asor etvachim above the ground, then you say there's no tchum l'mayla me'asor. So the Mechaber paskins, it depends whether it's yud beis mil is deraisa, and Sveika deraisa l'chumra. And alpay mama, 1 mil is the rabbanon. So if you're going l'mayla me'asara, Sveika deraban l'kula. The Rama says, Ashkenazim follow the Bavli, and the Bavli never says a word about Yud Beis Mil. The whole idea is not mentioned. So we assume that all of Tumen is only the rabbanon. All of Tumen, even Yud Beis Mil, everything is only the rabbanon. So that's the difference, halacha l'maisa, whether Tum and Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa, the Rabban. So getting back again, so according to the Tana who holds that Tum is the Raisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, Tum and Alpay Mama, 1 mil is the Raisa. According to the Ramam and the Rif, they follow the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that Tum, even though we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that Tum and Alpay Mama, 1 mil is the Raisa, but Tum and Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. So it's based on this pasuk that says Al Yetzi Ish Memkoma Bayom Ashvi. No one's allowed to go chutz l'tchum. But the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erevin says there are two levels of interpretation in the pasuk. Al Yetzi Ish Memkoma goes on hoitzor. Al Yetzi Ish Memkoma v'keilu biyado. No one should go carry shopping bags or pots and pans and collect the mon and put it in, because on Shabbos there was no Erev in the midbar, and you're not allowed to carry the mon. Not allowed to carry the pots and not allowed to carry the mon. So the pasuk includes two prohibitions. Al Yetzi Mishkama goes on Hoitzor, Al Yetzi Mishkama Kelo Biyod, and it goes on Al Yetzi Mishkama Shanaman Shego Chutz Lutum, if Yol Tchumen is the Raisa. So the Gemara has a discussion, which is Pshuto Shal Mikra, and which is an additional level of interpretation. Sometimes you have a pasuk with two or three levels of Pshuto Shal Mikra. The pasuk is written in such a way the Pshuto Shal Mikra includes three different things. Take, for example, the Gemara with the Zohar. The Chof Eman Aleph talks about the Pasuk, Loi Sechonim. It's a difficult Pasuk. And Chumis Dvarim, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll bump into the Zainumis, the seven nations up there with the Zohar, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Ben Nun. So it says, Loi Sechonim. So Gemara has three levels of interpretation, and all three are accepted La'aloche, as Pshuto Shal Mikra, because the word Lo Sechonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter, and he dictated it, this form of the verb Lo Sechonim was dictated in such a way, it can mean three different things, Miloshen Chayin Leyisachayin Deinechem, or Miloshen Chinam, you shouldn't give a Matnas Chinam to a Nochri Ovid Avid Zora, or Miloshen Chanaya Lositan Lam Chanoya Bekarka, you're not permitted to sell Karka in Eretz Yisrael to a nochri, to Zoybid Avedazar. So there are three levels of interpretation. But sometimes you have a pasuk where the Pshuto Shal Mikra is one way, and there's another level of interpretation that's not Pshuto. One is Pshuto Shal Mikra, one is a drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Gemara has a shayla over here, which of these two Pshotim? Gemara doesn't assume that they're both Pshuto Shal Mikra. Gemara is not sure. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. Al Yetzi Ish Memkoma, that says in connection with the mon falling down, is the Pshuto Shal Mikra that it goes on Hoitzor, and the drasha, the additional level of interpretation, is that it goes on going Chutz L'Tum, if you hold Tchumen deraisa, or is it Fakeret? The Pshuto Shal Mikra that it goes on Tchumen, and the additional level of interpretation is that it goes on Hoitzor. What's the big difference? Which one is Pshuto Shal Mikra? Which one is a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Be'? So the Gemara has a klal there, the Gemara, and the whole third parak in Makkos, Zela and Aloiken, who gets Malkus? Which, the Chumash says, that Bezdin should establish who is the Tzadik, who is the Rasha. It's Dikwas HaTzadik, Yeshivas HaRasha. Bezdin should ascertain who is the Rasha. V'ayon bin HaKais HaRasha, if they establish someone as a Rasha, then he deserves Malkus. The the appeal our show for the Bikol Lafonic today we shall submit Mispa. So the Bezin should give Bezin should give 39 Malkus. Boim Yakenu. It means 39 times Malkus. So the Klal and the Gemara is you only get Malkus if you violate an Avera that's similar to Los Achsum Shabbadishai. Because in Chumash Dvarim, from all the five Chumashim in the Torah, Chumash Dvarim is singled out. You only dash in Smuchim and Chumash Dvarim. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, we assume there's a connection between them. That's called Ekesh. But if you have two dinim written and two psukim that are next to each other, that's called smuchim. So do you darshan smuchim? Is that a legitimate Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says yes. The Gemara learns it after a pasuk in Tehillim. Smuchim lad loyolam asuyim v'yemis v'yosha. That smuchim, two psukim that are adjacent to each other, have a connection with each other. You treat it just like a hekesh. But there's a machlokes satanayim, whether that's only in Chumash Dvarim. That's what we assume. In Yivam is Dapdalet. You only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Gemara gives a reason why. So, do we assume that you only darshan smuchim in Chumash Dvarim? Or do you darshan in Kol HaTargula? But in Chumash Dvarim, everybody agrees. So, there are many, many, many famous halachas that are based on the drosh of smuchim in Chumash Dvarim. So one of the many famous halachas is this whole Perek Shlishi in Malkus, Elo Ein Haloiken, who gets Malkus? Whoever violates an Avera, that's Dumya Delav the Chasima, if it's similar to Los Achs Moshav Bedishim, because these two psukim are one next to the other. It's right next to the Pasuk, it's V'ayoyim bin HaKoyis HaRasha, V'hipil HaShof, we call the Fonik Kedei V'shasa B'mispar. If the Bezin establishes that someone is a Rasha, he gets Malkus. So that's written right next to the pasuk of Los Achs Moshav Bedishim. So any avera that's similar to Los Achs Moshav Bedishim will get malchus. So one of the klolim is the Rambam learns like this in Tosfos quotes the Rav Lezer Mimitz has like this, and in Erev in the end of the first parak Tosfos gives this pshat. If the pshuto shal mikra al yetzish memkama goes on hoitzah, and the tchumen is also a second interpretation of the Torah and Baal Peh, then there's no malchus on that. Tchumen, you're not chayv koris, you're not chayv misa. The question is, are you chayv one who goes chutz l'tchum? According to the Tanoim, all that tchumen is their isa. According to Rabbi Akiva, Yud Be Alpaimam is their isa. According to the Rambam and the Rif, Yud Be Smil is their isa. So would you get malchus for that? So if that's pshutu shon mikro, al yetzish mem koma, then it's dumi delav da chasima. So you get malchus. But if the pshutu shon mikro, al yetzish mem koma, v'kelo v'yodo, you shouldn't carry pots and pans or shopping bags to collect them on, because you're not allowed to carry, because there was no Erev in the Midbar. So the Pshuta Shamik really goes on Hoitzah. Al Yetzish from Koma, the Kelebi Yoda goes on Hoitzah. But in addition to the Pshuta Shamik, where the Torah Shavapa has another level of interpretation, not Lefi Pshuta, that it goes on going out Chutz L'Tchum. If it's another level of interpretation, then it's not Dumi Delav Da Chasima. Then there wouldn't be any Malkus. So that's what the Gemara says. If that's how Tosfos interprets the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Erevin. So you have a pasuk for Hoitzah. Either you have a Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Hoitzah, or it's a drasha of the Torah Shmapa. Maybe Pshuta Shal Mikra goes on Tchumen, or Yetzim Shinkama, and Hoitzah is an additional level of interpretation. Yeah. We mention every so often the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, in the ninth parak in Shabbos, I think Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara Rav Kana says, I think he was 19 years old or something, and he had finished Kol HaShas. He knew all of Torah about that. And then one fine day, the Rebbe said a new din, and he said, I never heard of that. Where did you get this from? So he said, it's a Beferish Apostle. And ain't I mi kiyetzim mi deb pshutam. So the Rambam points out, Rav Kana was 19, and he knew all of Shas, he knew all of Torah Shabbat Peh, and he thought, we only pass Kana Halacha like the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. He thought that we always ignore the Pshuta Shal Mikra. We never follow Pshuta Shal Mikra. We only follow the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Till at the age of 18, the Rebbe notified them, no, and Amikyeh Yetzimede Pshuta, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is also binding. Pshuta Shal Mikra is also MS. There's only one pasuk in the whole Chamish al Chumshi Torah, where the Gemara says, Hamikra is Yotze Midei Pshuta. Where's that pasuk? That's in the Parsha of Yibum, that it says, if a man dies and he leaves no children, no descendants, then, and he has a brother, so the wife has to either have chalitza or yibum. So then it says, if she has yibum, so the simple pshat is that the first baby who's born, if it's a boy, should be named after the one who died. So the Gemara says, no. And kol ha'Torah kula ein amikets mipshuto chutz mipasik zeh. This Gemara in Yavama said, this one pasik is not pshuto shal mikra. Each phrase in the pasik is an allusion to a different thing. Vayapchor is a mitzvah begodliyat. Mashetelet bat la'ilanis. Yalkom mashemachiv ha'meis means that he gets the Yerusha from the dead brother. V'layim machish ma'am Yisrael prat l'saris. If the Yavam is a saris or the Niftar is a saris, prat l'zashah shma mochui. If he's a saris and he couldn't have had any children, so then there's no din. No din of Yibam ha'chalitza. So the Gemara says, each phrase in the pasuk is an allusion to a different din. Mikorach the Torah Shabbat, and there's no pshutu shal mikra at all in this pasuk. No pshutu shal mikra. But usually we say the pshutu shal mikra is also binding in addition to the Torah Shabbat. That's what the Rambam points out. The Gemara never said, ain't by mikra ela pshuto. The only thing that's binding is pshutu shal mikra. No. Rav Kana knew, or Rav Chizda, whoever it was, I think Rav Chizda, he knew all the drushes of the Torah Shabbat. He thought only the drushes of the Torah Shabbat are binding. He thought the Pshuto Shal Mikra is not binding. So that was the Chiddush that the Rebbe told him at the age of 19. No, Pshuto Shal Mikra is also binding. And Amika is that Pshuto Shal Mikra is also binding. So that's
what about the state Yivel Lusite Nichshol? Isn't that going only on the drushes? It's not really Pshuto Shal Mikra over there?
Not necessarily. Pshuto shel mikra goes, you shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. The tzedukim, the Gemara said, the kusim only learned, they didn't believe in lifnei iver. They probably held, if I give you chazir, if I invite you to eat, I mean, I give you a tray for food, so whatever you don't know won't hurt you. That's called mesasek. As long as you know not that you're eating treifas, so that it's better than b'shogeg. The sasek doesn't count as an aver at all. It's a good cheshbon, it should have been so, but the halacha says mesasek is always not called an aver, except for chalom v'arayis. But otherwise they're right. If not for the fact that mesasek b'chalovim, chalovim means in macholas aser, there's no din of mesasek. But if not for that, that she came to Anna, the Gemara says. You can't apply Masasin because she came to Anna. But the Tzukim probably held, there's no din of Lifnei either. If you give Treifus, the one is being Nichshol and the Avera doesn't realize what the facts are. So that's Masasek. So they held that there's no din of Lifnei either to be Machshol a person to do an Avera if he's not aware of the facts. That's not an Avera. So what does the Pasuk mean, Lifnei Iver, they seek them Nichshol? So it goes, Pshuto, you shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. But we believe that both are included in the pasuk. Lifnei iver includes not to put a stumbling block, and it includes also not to be machshel someone in an avera. There's a Rashi in the first perek in Chulin, the beginning of Chulin, where the Gemara says that the kusim didn't feel uncomfortable at all. Kusim observed all of Torah Shabbat, they didn't follow Torah Shabbat, and they would not feel uncomfortable to be machshel another Jew to eat treifas. They held that there's no, it's misasik, it doesn't count as an avera at all. So Rashi over there says, the kusim interpret pshat, lifnei iver to seek the mishnah, not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man, pshuto shel mikra. So Rashi sounds like, and we don't hold like that. What do you have to say? We don't hold like that. We hold that's certainly true. Lifnei iver to seek the mishnah, not to put a stumbling block. But we hold that it also includes not to give tray for food. That's also a form of lifnei iver to seek the mishnah. Why did Rashi is mashma that we don't hold like the tzukim at all? That's not pshat in the puzzle. Why did he say like that? Why not say they're both included in lifnei iver? Pashim pshat, they're both included. Yeah. So this is a question that Tosis raises. Masechus, the Avos Malachos Abayim Chasarachos begins on Daf Ayin Gimel. That's in the middle of a perek, the middle of perek Klal Gadol, perek, the seventh perek. So Tosis, in the first of the Avos Malachos is Chorish Azareya. First is Chorish Azareya. So why does the Masechta begin with Hoytzoah? The Oni is outside in the street, the Balabais in the house. he's giving a handout to the Oni, or the Oni is giving his basket to the Balabayas, someone's violating Hoitzoa, Achnasa. Why does the Mesichta begin with Hoitzoa? Why doesn't it begin with the Mishnah? Avos Malachas, Abayim Chazerach, and start from Chorish and Zareya. So Tosfos has a suggestion that the Hoitzoa is a Malacha Gruhi. The whole idea of all of the Malachas is to reminisce about the fact, recall the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yesh Me'ayin and Shesh is Mei Bereishis, and therefore he's the Balabas, he's the Kohenei Shamayim Ba'aretz. Rashi writes on Chumash, Kohenei Shamayim Ba'aretz Kohenei, he established everything, he created everything, and thereby he's Kohenei, he acquired ownership, he's the Balabas. The Rabban Shalom created the world, so that's why he's the Balabas. So we have to observe all of his mitzvahs. So the observance of Shabbos is to reminisce about Bria's Olam. And Machal Shabbos, Beferhesi Adina Ka'akum, Rashi writes on Chulan Daf Hei, why is that? Because the one who doesn't observe Shabbos, one is Machal Shabbos Beferhesi, as if he's demonstrating that he doesn't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Sheishis Mei Bereishis. If he would believe that Hashem created the world, then he would have observed Shabbos to demonstrate that he subscribes to the story of creation. The fact that he's Machal Shabbos Behesia, he's demonstrating publicly that he doesn't believe in the story of creation. So the so that's why he's Dina Kakum. So the 38 of the 39 malachas make sense. Chorish Azariah Koitzav Adosh Mamamer, you're doing something creative. 38 malachas are malachas Mashab is creative activity. You're accomplishing, you're changing something in the world. It's not like Bria Yesh Me'ayin, the Rabban Shalom created, but Yamalakim Yehiyor, Yamalakim Yehiyor Akiya, Yikov Amayim. It's not like the Rabban Shalom's Malachas that he did in Sheshes Mei Bereishis, but it's also a form of Tikkun. You're doing a Malachas Mashevis, except for Hoitzoh. Hoitzoh, I had a wallet in my pocket at home. Then I walked to shul, I have the wallet in my pocket. So I carried the wallet from here to there. It's the same wallet, nothing changed, just that it's in a different location. Or I carried a sefer from home to the yeshiva, and I was sitting and learning in the yeshiva. It's the same sefer, nothing changed. There's no creative activity. There's no malachas machshevas. So that's what Tosfos says. Why do you need a pasuk al yetzi ish melkoma? Why did the Chumash have to write hoitzoh? Or even if you learn al yetzish mumkama goes on tchumen, but the Gemara says you need a pasuk to tell you that there are toldos for hoitzoh. Not only hoitzoh is aser, hoitzoh means you take from the house into the street. If you do hachnasa, it's also aser. If you take from the street into the house, hachnasa is also aser. It's a toldo. So Tosfos says, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that there are toldos for hoitzoh? I would have known, just like I have a pasuk that tells me there are toldos for all the 39 malachas. So why don't I need a separate pasuk that there are toldos for Hoitzoh? The Tosfos says, every step of the way Hoitzoh is a malacha grua. You didn't really do any change. You didn't really change anything. There's really no malachas mashevis. It's not like the other 38 malachas that they represent malachas mashevis. Hoitzoh just changed the location of the thing from one place to the other. So it really shouldn't qualify as a malacha. So that's why I need a pasuk like Yetzish Melkom I need for the toldos. So Tosfos explains the first daf, Beis Amar Aleph in Masechus Shabbos on the opening Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah is the 24 prokem? Why doesn't it begin with Avos Malachas Abayim Chaserach? So Tosfos says the reason why they started with Hoitzoh is to give chizuk because Hoitzoh is malacha grua. So that's a question after you see that Tosfos. Hoitzoh is a malacha grua, and that's why you need the Masechta has to begin with Hoitzoh to be mechazek. There are a lot of Orthodox religious Jews, they wouldn't do any malachas, but they carry their keys to shul outside of the air. They carry the handkerchiefs to shul. They wouldn't carry the talazekel to shul. They wouldn't carry other things to shul. But in their pockets, no one's going to see that they're carrying their keys or they're carrying their handkerchiefs, so they do Hoitzoh. So Tais said that's why the Mishnah felt they have to be mechazik, the Yisrael Hoitzoh. So the Tana starts with the balabayis inside the house and the Oni in the street. They're doing Hoitzoh, they're doing Achnosa. So the Shaila is, Oitzos malocha grua, that's for habaminas. That's why I need psukim. But at the end of the day, it's the same as the other 38 malochas? Or does it have nafkaminas, lidina, halocha, lamaisa? Is it only in the area of habaminas? Or is it lamaskana? There's a difference. So there's an important primogodim where the primogodim quotes a gemara in Shabbos daf pei. A person, when you do haitzah on Shabbos, you have to carry a kishir. Every malacha has a kishir. So the, and then by haitzah, there are 2.5 prokim there in the middle of Masech Shabbos. Each item that you carry has a different shir. If you carry water, so it's so much water. If you carry metal, so much. If you carry wood, if you carry orange juice, if you carry wine, each thing that you carry has a different shir, what the shir for haitzah is. So the there's some present this as if it's machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam. It's not correct. So some say, they point out there's a Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim. There's a Rashbam in towards the end of Cheskes Habatim, where the Gemara talks about hoitzor a chotzi shir. So the Rashbam says one who carries chotzi shir on Shabbos is not chayiv because it's a lack of malachas marshevis. That's interesting. Malaka malachas marshevis means that it's not an isa deraisa. Usually we have a machlokes of yechem ishlokes, but a chatzis shiras menat Torah. Let's say macholas asuris. We paskin, you only get malchus if you eat a kazayas. The Mishnah Makkos quotes Reb Shimon holds kol shul a malchus. If a person eats macholas asuris b'mezid, even if he eats less than a kazayas, he gets malchus. You only need a kashir to be chayiv chatos b'shoigeg. If he ate b'shoigeg, but if he ate b'mezid, even on a chatzi kazayas. Even a chatzis she was like, so we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. We paskin zoni malchus on macholas asuris if you eat a kazayas. So what about eating less than a kazayas? Is muta chatzis she is muta menator? All these is only with the rabbanon. But he say chatzis she is also menator. So that's in the last parak in Yuma. The first daf in the last parak in Yuma is machlek zabiachem ishlokish, and we pass like abiachem chatzis she is also menator. So what about Malecha Shabbos? Did you also say Chatzis Shir is Asmanat Torah? Or Chatzis Shir is Asmanat Torah shouldn't apply? So the Rashbam, that's what some recent Svarim they write, the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim writes, when the Gemara there quotes the Mishnah, the fellow carried Chatzis Shir, so he's not Chayiv. Not Chayiv Misa, not Chayiv Chatas, not Chayiv Kores. The Rashbam says, why? Because it's a lack of Malechas Mashevs. If it's a lack of Malechas Mashevs, it means that it's Mutamanat Torah. And there's a Rashi in Shabbos where Rashi sounds like he says a Chatzis Shir Asmanat Torah applies to Malecha Shabbos also. So some write it's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rashbam. That's very rare, Machlokes Rashi in the Rashbam, because the Rashbam was the older brother of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was a young child when Rashi died, but the Rashbam is the oldest of the three brothers. The Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam were grandchildren of Rashi. They were the sons of his daughter. So the Rashbam learned with Rashi, and he usually follows everything that Rashi says. He really disagrees with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam often disagrees with Rashi. He was a young child when Rashi died. He felt free. He didn't learn with Rashi. He felt free to disagree with Rashi right and left, and to change the gears and the Gemara and so on. So so some want to say it's a machlekes between Rashi and the Rashbam. The Rashbam says if you carry chotzis shir on Shabbos, you're not chai because it lacks malachs mashevis. So the lax malach smashevis is mutamanatur. And Rashi writes beferish the chatzis shir asmanatur. So to say that it's a machlekes Rashi and Rashbam is difficult. Number one, Rashbam rarely disagrees with Rashi. Number two, the Rashbam is quoting a beferish gemara in Zvachim, black and white. It's the last line of the perek right before perek beishamai. Perek begins with the perek beishamai, beishamai yomer. So the last line in the previous perek, right before Zemekayman. I think the name of the perek is Beishama. I think it's the last line right before perek is Zemekayman. The last words in the perek is Malachas Machshevas Hasatera. The Gemara says that. The Gemara, the Rashbam is just quoting the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara Zvachim is commenting on the Mishnah in Shabbos. It says if you carry Chotzi Shir on Shabbos, you're not Chayiv Chatos. So the Gemara says, why? Because Malachas Machshevas Hasatera. So Beferish Gemara. So not that it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashbam just quoted the Gemara. Rashbam is innocent. So how can Rashi say against the Gemara? So that's what the Prima Gaudim suggests. He thinks that there's a difference between Hatzor and the other 38 malachas. Hatzor's malacha grew to begin with. You're not really changing anything in the world. The other 38 malachas, you're making a major change. Chayrus, Sariya, Koitza, Dosh. So you observe Shabbos, Shmitzah, and Malacha to bring back to mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Sheis Mebereshis, to demonstrate we observe Malacha on Shabbos, not to do Malacha, to demonstrate we subscribe to the story of creation. We believe in the Bria Soilam. And therefore we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabos, so we have to do whatever He tells us to do. He owns the whole world, He owns us, HaNusha Malach V'Aguf Shalom. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Balabos. We have to follow everything that He says. But in Hatzor, there is no Chiddush. You're not changing anything. That's what Rabbi Nehirsch writes. Hatzor is like business. You're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Business usually you sell and you buy, you give things, you carry things. 38 malachas azech alibriya shemayim v'oritz, and Hatzor is a different issue. So that's what the Prima Gaudim thinks. Chatzishir by Hoitzor, to begin with, Hoitzor is a malacha grua. It shouldn't have been a malacha at all, because you're not really changing anything in the world. So it shouldn't have been a malacha in the first place. But we have a tradition. Hoitzor is also, maybe that's why I need a pasuk al yetzish makomo. Even though it's a malacha grua, it's still called a malacha. So then I say, if you do a chatzishir of Hoitzor, it's a malacha grua to begin with, so it's mutam and atar, because it lacks malachas malshevus. But in the other 38 malachas, Rashi is entitled to his opinion. Rashi says, chatzishir is osman atar. There is a din of malachas malshevus on all the malachas. You need malachas malshevus on all the malachas. But it could be that malachas malshevus, by Hoitzor, tells you an additional din. There's a din of malachas malshevus on all the malachas. If you do kalachayad, or you do mekalkel, that you're not chayiv. A lot of dinim that are based on malachas mashevis. But by Hoitzor, if you have less than a shear, then it's mutam and atar. By the other 38 malachas, you won't necessarily say like that. It wasn't the malacha grua to begin with. So chatzis shear will be asam and atar. If you do a kishir, it'll be a real malach. If you do less than a shear, the chatzis shear asam and atar. So you have, again, 39 malachas, but they're not necessarily all b'chora machta. They're not all in the same boat. They don't all have the same dinim. On Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes the Megillah Star and the basis of Rav Chiya. The Rav came upon a notebook that one of the 39 malachas, there's no misa. We don't know which one it is. Then Hoitzor, the Prima Gaudim, points out it's not just Hava Minas are different. No, Alocha L'maisa, it's different. But the Shir Hoitzor, the Shiurim are different. Then Havar, according to one Tana, Havar Lelaviyatzis, we don't pass them like that. It could be Kibui also, Lelaviyatzis. Then Macharish of Akotze Tishbas, then Sidur the Pas. They're different, yeah, they're different. In Hoitzor, there's another issue. Not only is Hoitzor awesome, Mabadal and Amis, Bishus Arab is also awesome. So the Gemara has, there were different opinion. We started off. How did the Tanoim know that there were Lamatas Ovis Malacha? So one Tana said, Dvarim Advarim Ela Advarim Agematria. So the Pnei Yeshua said, that's only an Asmachta. So what's the real Yalfusa? So another opinion in the Gemara was, you count from Bereshis till the end of Chumash Dvarim, the Enikol Yisrael, how many times does the word Malacha, Malachta, Malachas appear? And it really appears more than 39, but there are various explanations that Achrayim give. We only count 39 of them. So that's how they established that. That's from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshus. Then the Gemara says, the other Tanoim say, no. On the first daf in Bava Kama, the Gemara says, Achta Avi B'Mishkan Chashi B'Kor Eliyav, Achta L'Avi B'Mishkan Chashi B'Kor, they told us, Lo Mesor HaKos Abel L'Machachomim. The Torah says, you have to observe Shabbos. You're not allowed to build the Mishkan, there's a mitzvah to build the Mishkan, but you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Asiyas HaMishkan is not Dechah Shabbos. So the Gemara says that there were 39 significant activities that were necessary for Asiyas HaMishkan. Chorish and Zareh and Kotzer and Doshem and Amir and so on. Every step of the way. So it's Lomisar Kosvel HaChacham to determine which were the important activities. It happened to turn out, Bimikre, it turned out that there are 39. Could have been 50 and it could have been 25. But the Chachamim established that it's 39. Because the Psukim and the Chumash say, there's a mitzvah to build a Mishkan, but you're not about to build a Mishkan on Shabbos, because every major step, and I say it's a Mishkan, involved the Malacha, and that's how they established which are the Lamed Tes Aleph Malachas. The Gemara says, Ach David B'Mishkan Chashiba Kore Le'av. That's how you establish which are the Avs. Ach Lohavid B'Mishkan Chashiba. Sometimes there was an activity which was represented by something that was in the Mishkan, but this one itself was not in the Mishkan. Well, this was in the Mishkan, but it wasn't from the important activities. It's only called an Av Malacha if it's Ach David B'Mishkan Chashiba. If this activity was necessary in Asiyas HaMishkan, and it was an important Mishkan Chashiva, it was a Pu'ula Chashuva in Asiyas HaMishkan, then it qualifies as an Av. And whatever was not in the Mishkan, but it's sufficiently similar to what was in the Mishkan, or it was in the Mishkan, but it's not that significant, and it could be labeled as a subdivision of another activity in the Mishkan that was more important. So those are the toldos. So there are avos and toldos. Yeah. And they're not necessarily all, they don't necessarily all have the same thing. So the Gemara says, the 39 malachas were all the Mishkan Chashiva. They were all in the Mishkan, but not Mavad al-Aramis Bishus Aram. That wasn't in the Mishkan. That they never had. So how come it's also? So the Gemara says, Hilchus HaGemiri Lo. So that's a question. What does that mean, Hilchus HaGemiri Lo? So there's a big discussion in the Rishayim. Hilchus HaGemiri Lo, the Ksav Sefer has a tshuva about this. Hilchus HaGemiri Lo means, in addition to the 39 malachas, there's another Iser, Mavad al-Ramas. It's Halacha L'Mashiv Misina. There are really 40 malachas. There are 39 based on the Psukim and Chumash, Hachta B'Mishkan Chashiva. The Psukim write together, you should build the Mishkan, but not be Mechalash Shabbos by building the Mishkan. Then that's how you know what the Malachas are, Hachtav and Mishkan Hashiva. Then there's another Torah Shabbat Be'al, Lachal Moshe Messinah, that Mavad al-Anamis is us. Or the Balamor has, and the Ran also writes it, the Ran doesn't quote it from the Balamor, but that's where he's quoting from. The Ran and the Balamor both say the Balamor came first. Balamor was before the Ramban. The Ran was after the Ramban. So the Balamor and the Ran both say Hilchus HaGemiri Lo means that Halacha Moshe Mesinai explains that Mavad al-Ramis is a form of Moitzi Meshus L'Rishus. Because if a Chayfetz is in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, the Komish of a Chayfetz is a Dalaramis around it, a square. And if you pick up the Chayfetz, Amunach Meshus HaRabim, you carry the five Amis and you put it down, that's considered Motzi Mishus Lushus. You took it from the first Rishus and you put it into the second Rishus. Now, Halacha Moshe Mesinai was Mechadish that this is a form of Motzi Mishus Lushus. So that's a big machloikas in the Rishayim. That's a big, it doesn't mean Hilchus HaGemiri Lo, in addition to the 39 Malachas, there's another Iser, but it's not really one of the 39, it's a different Iser. So that's what the Kapas Tamarim is a sefer from the 1500s, from one of the Sephardic Gedolim, Ibn Habib, I think. Kapas Tamarim is on Sukkot, and on Yom Teruah is on Rosh Hashanah, and Tosefes Yom Kippurim is on Yom. So he quotes a Tosefes Yishonim. I don't think we have it in any other. So he quotes a Tosefes Yishonim that the din of Melechus Machshavas Asra Torah only applies to the Malachas. It doesn't apply to Mavad al-Anamis Mishus HaRabim, because Mavad al-Anamis is Hilchus HaGemiri Lo. He holds that it's not Hilchus HaGemiri Lo, that it's a form of Motzi Mishus Lushus. It's a separate Isser, not based on anything that it says in Chumash. Mavad al-Anamis is a separate Isser. It's not that Allah HaMashim Messina interprets that it's included in Motzi Mishus Lushus. A separate Isser. So since it's a separate Isser, it's not from the Malachas. That's not governed with the rule of Malachas Marshevis. That's quite a whopper of a chiddush. So that's what the Ksav Sefer has, two girsis in the Gemara. He quotes a Maharam at the bottom of the Mashah on Beitza, that the Maharam crosses out a girsa one page. What was bothering the Maharam that he crossed out the girsa? So the Ksav Sefer and the Tshuva explains, it's a question whether Mavad al-Anamis carries over from Shabbos to Yontif. He carry over the Lamatas Malachas, he carry over from Shabbos to Yontif. Some of the Rishayim had a machlekes. If you hold that Tchumen is an Issa deraisa on Shabbos, does it carry over to Yom Tov? So some hold it doesn't even carry over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Tchumen is only deraisa on Shabbos. Others hold Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Tchumen is deraisa. Yom Tov, Tchumen is only derabban. And other Rishayim hold, Rashi holds, no, Tchumen is even deraisa. If you hold Tchumen is deraisa, so Tchumen will be deraisa on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So many hold that Chumen is only deraisa on Shabbos, doesn't carry over to Yom Tov. So that's what the Ksav Sefer raised the issue. Maybe Mavdal Aram is B'shus Ab, is a separate Issa? It's not one of the Malachas. The Malachas carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Mavdal Aram says, like Chumen, it's a different Issa. Not that it's the Talach HaMosh, not that Hilchus HaGemiri law told us, the tradition, that it falls under the cat, it's a tolda of Moitzi Mishus Lushus. The Dalai Lama is around the Chayfetz, is the Rishus of the Chayfetz, and if you carry and you put it down 5 amas away, you are Moitzi Mishus Lushus. That's the Balamon. The Iran say it like that. And others say, no, Hilchus HaGemira Law is a separate Issa. And it's not governed with the rules of, like the Tosfos Shanim, it's not governed with the rules of Malachas Malshevis. He has an Afkamina, a Wapra Bechidush, Allah Chalam Aysa. And it could be that it's not awesome and not Torah on Yom Tov. It wouldn't be an Issa deraisa on Yom Tov. Only Moitzi Mishus Lushus will be. So here the Malachas begin in Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Shin Aleph. Up until Shin Aleph was about Kiddush and Abdullah and Shalashudis and Malama Malka and the Davening. And then Shin Aleph starts with the Malachas. So just like the Mishnayos begins with Hoitzora, so Simen Shin Aleph also begins with Hoitzor, but he only starts, it's strange, he only starts Hoitzor in Siv Zayin. The first 5 Siv, I'm talking about other things, very strange, and later, it's a long Simen, so later in Simen Shin Aleph, he talks about Ohel, other Dinim, the middle part, from Siv Zayin till a couple of Sivim later, is talking about till around Till Sif Lamed Tes. Talks about Hoitzor. And before that and after that, also a little bit Hoitzor. But the other deal. So maybe believe that next week we'll continue with the topic of Hoitzor. Just a little bit on Parshas HaShavua. Rav Kook was very fired up about in Europe. He was very fired up about moving to Eretz Yisrael. So they asked him, what got him so excited about moving to Eretz Yisrael? What did he come upon? What did he read? What did he see that he got so excited about? So he said, "What do you mean? What got me so excited? From the beginning of the Chumash to the end, everything revolves about Eretz Yisrael." It's not only Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, next week's Sedra, because Baruch Hu instructs Avraham Avinu to move there, it's Yisrael, then from there on. No, in Parshas Noyach, you have about the Mabul, and the Gemara in Perek Chelek, the last Perek in Sanhedrin, all full of Agarte, so the Gemara says the whole Mabul was a miracle. There isn't so much water in the whole wide world. So the whole story of the Mabul, Chamesh Esrei Amo, Govra Mayim, above the mountaintops, there isn't so much water. So the whole thing was a miracle. So part of the miracle was that there are no walls that are watertight around Eretz Yisrael. The Mabul affected the whole world where people lived. It didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. How can it be that it didn't affect Eretz Yisrael? There are no walls to prevent the water. The whole Mabul was a miracle. The whole Mabul was l'mala min ha'teva. So it didn't affect. So in the end of Parshas Noach, read the way Terach Avi Avram, Rabbi Nocha, the way Terach is interested in moving to Eretz Canaan. Why did he want to move to Eretz Canaan? So different Mefarshim on the Chumash, on the page, have different suggestions. So some say because Eretz Canaan was not affected by the Mabul, the rest of the world was in a state of destruction. It was 9 generations before him. From Adam Rishon to Noach was Asor Doris, and from Noach to Avram was Asor Doris. But still, the world was in a very sad state. because of the Mabul. The Mabul was burning hot water, destroyed the whole world. Eretz Yisrael was beautiful. So some of Farshim Achamim say he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael because the air was better, because the earth was not destroyed, and so on. Others say no, he was searching for Ruchnius. He was searching for spirituality. And they all knew that the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael, so he understood that there must be something special there. So he started traveling towards Eretz Canaan, but he never got there. So then the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Avraham Avinu, your father changed his mind in the middle, you go to Eretz Canaan. So he went. The Balamor and Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned on different occasions, Balamor and Rosh Hashanah, the Abchav and the Bey says, Eretz Yisrael was special from day number one, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael Gevay Mikol HaRotzes, because when the brothers of Yosef were shuttling back and forth from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan, from Eretz Canaan to Mitzrayim, so when they go to Eretz Canaan, it says, Vayalu Acha Yosef. When they go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, it says, Vayerdu Acha Yosef Asar. Why is this called Alida? This is called Yirida. Malamish Eretz Yisrael Gevay Mikol HaRotz. Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the globe. Is that true? Eretz Yisrael is the highest elevation above sea level. The Spis Alps are higher than anything you have in Eretz Yisrael. How the Chazal say, Eretz Yisrael Gevay Mikol HaRotz. And then the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, it says in Dvarim, in Parashat Shoftim, Kipal Mimcha Dovel HaMishpat Bein Dam Ledam Medin Lenit Bein Nega Lenega Dibi Arivis B'Sharecha. There'll be friction, there'll be a machloikas in the community, and you have to resolve the machloikas. So it says, "Come to Alisa, you should go to Yerushalayim and ask the Bez Nagod on Lishkas Agos and whatever they paskin. You have to follow the psak of the Bez Nagod, whatever they say." So it says, "Come to Alisa, wherever you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go to a higher location, Alisa to Yerushalayim. Alameh, Yerushalayim Gevoy Mikol Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is higher than the rest of the Eretz Yisrael." So the Chassam Sofer is bothered with Akasha. It's also not true. The Gemara tells us that David HaMelech was interested in building the Beis HaMikdash, and whenever he would be victorious in battle, he would always be victorious in battle, he would set aside the gold and the silver and the copper, all the precious metal and all the metal. He would set everything aside. He would be Magdash everything for the purpose of building a Beis HaMikdash. And then when it came to punchline, he wants to build a Beis HaMikdash already. So then he had to figure out where is he going to build it. So he thought, we should build that in the highest location in Eretz Yisrael, which is Ein Itim, not Yerushalayim. It's Ein Itim. So then the Navi told him, no, you're wrong. We have to build the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Because it says in Vezayis HaBracha by Birchas Binyamin, Uvenk Seifov Shachain. Uvenk Seifov Shachain means the Shechina will rest a little lower down. Not in the highest location in Eretz Yisrael, a little lower down. So Adachazal say that Yerushalayim is Gevoyim Mekal Eretz Yisrael. If the Gemara tells us that it's not so, Ein Itim is higher up above sea level. So the Balamor answers both kashas in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav from the base. There's an obscure Gemara there, very Rashi and Tosafot are very difficult there in the Gemara. So the Balamor explains, and the Chazon Ish wrote a whole kuntres Yud Cheshuas about the topic of the international dateline on that. So he says all of these seven Rishonim, the Balamor and other six Rishonim, they all give the same shot in the Gemara. The Gemara there on the Afchof on the basis talking about ascertaining where the international dateline is. So the Balamor explains when you say Eretz Yisrael Gevoyim Mikol HaRotzes, it doesn't mean which is the highest location above sea level. The Swiss Alps are higher than the mountains in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara says Yerushalayim Gevoyim Mikol Eretz Yisrael does mean Yerushalayim Harim Saviv Lo, the mountains of Yerushalayim are higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It's not true. It means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what was on top? Was the North Pole on top? Was the South Pole on top? Or was Philadelphia on top? Or was Moscow on top? What was on top? My nafkamina, when the Torah tells us the earth is a globe, the Chazal knew it's not flat, it's a globe. And if it's a globe, then you have two hemispheres. So which hemisphere was on top? So we always visualize it as if the northern hemisphere is on top and the southern hemisphere is on top. But not necessarily so. It could be the South Pole is on, which was on top. So the Ma'an Af Kamina, whatever was on top, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the whole Bria, when it says, Vahiyere, Vahivoyker, the upper hemisphere will be six let's say the Gemara says Yerushalayim is on top. Yerushalayim Gevayim Mikol Ara Eretz Gevayim Mikol Aratz Mitzah. When the world was created, Eretz is always on top, and Yerushalayim Gevayim Mikol Aratz means at the time of Bria Sa'ilum, Yerushalayim is on top. Lamaynaf Kimina was on top for Kibudim. No, when it says Yerushalayim is on top, and it says Vayere Vayivoyker, the upper hemisphere was from 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim to 6 hours to the west of Yerushalayim. That's the upper hemisphere. We don't divide it by the equator. You don't have the North Pole on top. You don't have the South Pole on top. You have Yerushalayim on top. So the international dateline, where all of time begins, Vayere Vayivoyker, it's going to be the first Vayere. It's going to be 6 hours to 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. So that's what all of these seven Rishonim who talk about the topic of dateline, so they all give the same pshat in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The dateline is 90 degrees, 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. And then the details are questionable. So it cuts through Asia, it cuts through Manchuria, and it cuts through Australia. So you say on one side of the street it's Friday, the other side of the street is Shabbos. What do you say? No, it's one landmass, it has to be the same day. So the details, they have to work out. What do the Rishonim say about the details? But in principle, that's what it means. So the uniqueness, the special status of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael was from the first minute when the world was created, not just at the time of the Mabul. The Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. And everybody knew about that, so that's why Terach Avi Avram was interested in moving to Eretz Canaan, because it was healthier there in Gashmias, so he was interested in Ruchnias, and he realized that Eretz Yisrael is a country where one is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, from day number one, when the world was created, Yerushalayim was on top. That's what it means. Eretz Yisrael Gevayim Mikol Aratz means in Sheshes Mei Bereshis. In Tchilas Habriah, Yerushalayim was on top, Eretz Yisrael was on top. And that's why the deadline is supposed to be 90 degrees to the east. 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. There's so many people in our generation say, Likse Nishten Linke Peya. Eretz Yisrael is the first thing from their mind. They don't have any thoughts at all about Eretz Yisrael. That's terrible. We should all recognize Eretz Yisrael is the Ikar place for all the Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out, and the Rambam, Eretz Yisrael doesn't play such an important role. It's a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. You have lulav and shofar and tzitzis and tefillin and Shabbos and kashrus. You have mitzvah tlius baretz. He said the Ramban al HaTorah presents it, Eretz Yisrael is the Ikar mokam for the Shmiras HaMitzvah, the obvious kodesh matan Torah. Only the Ramban thinks the only volunteer as an Eina Mitzvah Leyosa to observe the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the mokum for the Iker Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Everything, Eretz Yisrael is the center of the whole Yiddishkeit. Okay, Blineda, next week we'll have to start the Shin Aleph Siv Zayin Dinim of Hoytzor. Not so complicated. Okay. Everyone should have a good week. They should all be healthy, and we'll meet again next Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Very good.